Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now I know it's been a really, really long time, and in this amount of time, there's been a lot of cool new Marvel stuff that has come out. So let's go back for a bit and look at all that cool new stuff that's come out. So, last year was Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, and Spider-Man No Way Home. So, basically, out of all those movies, in my personal opinion, the only okay one out of those movies would have to be Spider-Man No Way Home. Black Widow, it was alright, but it was a little disappointing. Shang-Chi was good, it was just really confusing, but it did bring a really cool new light to the MCU. And the Eternals, also extremely confusing. It did show us a lot of stuff about the Marvel Universe that we didn't know before, and kind of reasons why people like Thanos did what they did. But Spider-Man No Way Home, that was just really cool, because it really came through with the multiverse part of the MCU now. It's really kicked it off now, and I think that's going to be fun to explore. And speaking of multiverse, the next movie that came out was Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness. That one, it was really cool. I loved the concept about it, about being in different multiverses and such. But it wasn't my favorite movie, in my opinion. It was good. It just wasn't my favorite. And Thor: Love and Thunder, I really liked this movie. It would be a great movie on its own, but it didn't really fit along with a lot of the other movies. A lot of the other Thor movies. And of course, you can't beat Ragnarok. So, it was a good movie, but it wasn't my favorite. And then, here are the upcoming movies that we have. And let's just say, the movies are going to be stacked for at least the next 3 years. So, coming out in November of this year is supposed to be Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. In February of 2023, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. In May 2023, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. In July 2023, The Marvels. If you have seen the new Ms. Marvel series on Disney Plus, that would kind of make sense, considering the post-credit scene of that. In November of 2023, Blade. I'm really excited for that. I'd like to see who the actor is going to be for that movie. I'm really excited for that one. In May 2024, Captain America: New World Order. I'm pretty excited for that one too, because Captain America, he's still deep down one of my favorite characters. And with Sam and Bucky now kind of taking on the role of that almost, I'm really excited to see what will happen after that. In July of 2024, The Thunderbolts. Now, I actually don't know who these people are. I've heard the name from like the comics and such, but I haven't looked into this, so I'll have to look into that. In November of 2024 is the Fantastic Four. Now, if it goes along like it's supposed to, and John Krasinski is Reed Richards from like he was in Multiverse of Madness, I cannot wait for Fantastic Four. And also, there just needs to be a new good Fantastic Four movie. They've all been pretty bad before this, and I'd really like to see a good Fantastic Four movie. And then May of 2025, the one I'm most excited for is Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. So, if I'm hoping that you all have seen the Loki series by now, but that ended off with Kang the Conqueror, or there was plenty of other names for him. That ended off with him. It was something like that. But it ended off with Kang kind of being the main person at the end. And I love the character of Kang. I think his concept is so cool. And how he's kind of like done it throughout the past and stuff. And I cannot wait for this Avengers: The Kang Dynasty movie. I am so excited. And then in November of 2025, we have another Avengers movie, Avengers Secret Wars. Now, this one, I'm hoping, is nearly 100% comic-based, because all the movies are somewhat comic-based, but this one is, like, it's, like, basically, it needs to be, like, a comic. So, yeah. So, those are all the movies that have come out in the past year and will be coming out in the next 3-ish years. Yeah, and I'm really excited to get back into this podcast thing. I know it's been a long time, and you may not even really recognize my voice that much. But, yeah, I've missed it. I've just been busy. But I'm hoping to get back into it now. And I'm going to try to make an episode about each one of these movies, past and present, and hopefully some of the series and such, like Miss Marvel as well, or any of those ones that I miss. I will be uploading another episode today, probably starting off with the Black Widow movie from way back when. Yeah, and we're just going to make our way up the list, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. So, yeah, Team Avengers podcast is back. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope you keep listening. See ya.